Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. Yesterday, late at night, Friday evening, it's supposed to be rest time, I made the mistake of going on my Twitter feed, saw the repugnant Sarah Silverman posting a clip from her podcast where she's just shrieking about Caitlyn Jenner, you know, being a transphobe. She even called Caitlyn a twat, because, you know, as you know, Caitlyn has taken the position that it is unfair for trans women, meaning biological males, to compete in women's sports, biological female sports. The average two-year-old knows that to be true, because if we look, for example, as I explained in The Parasitic Mind, the U.S. women's national team in soccer, which is, you know, the top-ranked team in the world, when they've played against, you know, under 15 local clubs, boys' teams, they get trounced. If you look at, you know, the top 100 meters of men versus women, you have to go down pretty far down the list in the men's category before you get to the top woman. Again, it almost insults reality to have to prove this, but if one had to prove it, there are obviously a astounding number of physiological, anatomical, morphological, behavioral, hormonal differences between men and women. So that when it comes to sports, when someone self-identifies as a woman, it doesn't magically eradicate and erase all those innate sex-specific differences. This doesn't mean that trans people should not be treated with dignity. It doesn't mean that they don't have as much access to rights as anyone else to live free of systemic discrimination. But allowing biological men who self-identify as women to participate in women's sport is not something to consider to be progressive. To the contrary, it erases the rights of 99.999% of women who are called cisnormative women, using the progressive parlance, so that we can cater to a very small minority. This is exactly what I refer to in my Canadian Senate address as the tyranny of the minority. So again, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. We can be all for protecting the rights of all people to live free of bigotry without murdering truths that are as evident to a three-year-old. So in any case, I wanted to read for you some of... So Sarah Silverman posted a two-minute clip, which I will put the link to in the description section, where she's just... her facial grimaces, her nasal voice, her smugness, her, you know, self-importance... It's just repugnant. It drives me crazy. And I kind of struggle with this sometimes, because on the one hand, I say, you know what, why do I have to take the fight to this buffoon? But I simply can't walk away when I see that. By proxy, I get insulted. I get insulted for Caitlyn. Now, just think about it for a second. Caitlyn Jenner is a trans individual, right? So a, quote, cisnormative person is telling a trans person that they are transphobic, because she referred to Caitlyn as transphobic, also calling her a twat. Because, you know, a trans girl is a girl. That's the progressive position. Period. That's it. We're done. It's a revealed truth. Shut your mouth. Science. Right? And she's levying these insults not only to a transgender person, but to a person who in 1976 in the Montreal Olympics won the Olympics in the decathlon. So the trans person who is an Olympian, Olympic medal winner in arguably the competition that crowns the top athlete in the world, that person's lived experience and knowledge regarding sex differences in sports competitions is nothing compared to the Malibu lobotomized idiot who simply knows more. Professor Dr. Silverman, who herself is an Olympian in stupidity, knows more. So she is empowered to call this other person transphobic, calling a transgendered person transphobic, calling her twat, as relating to sex differences in sports competitions, you know, the Olympic champion in the decathlon. So that's what happens when you are parasitized by religious fervor. Religion can come in the traditional form of religion, or it could come in the form of a woke religion. You lose the capacity to reason, to think, to look at reality, at common sense. You simply believe revealed truths. And anyone who doesn't believe them are heretics who should be burnt. So the transgender person becomes a transphobic twat, according to the execrable Sarah Silverman. So I won't read you all the stuff here, but I will read you that I wrote to Sarah Silverman, but I will read you one quick thing because it's something that I often try to remind people. Let me offer you some advice. This is what I'm writing to Sarah Silverman. True wisdom in life requires epistemic humility, namely knowing the limits of one's knowledge. You would be well served to refrain from aping progressive positions that are otherwise anti-scientific, anti-progressive, anti-liberal, anti-individual dignity. Trans people have every right to live fully dignified lives, free of bigotry, but this should not come on the shoulders of half of humanity known as biological women. One could walk and chew at the same time. Let's fight for the right of all people to live dignified lives without making a mockery of biological realities that the average sock knows to be true. You are not being progressive by espousing your imbecilic positions. You are being a supreme schmuck devoid of any capacity to think. Your mentor, Professor Dr. Saad. And I always, when I go after someone with such alacrity, then I think, oh, should I have been sweeter? Well, actually, I don't really think that. But then someone will write, but why did you call her a schmuck? And why did you insult her? Again, let me remind you, my default value is to be kind and sweet, as I said, as a default reality. But if you attack me in an alleyway, or you attack truth, or you attack, in this case, another individual that I find truly reprehensible that you're engaging in such behavior, then all bets are off. I don't retort by caressing you and massaging you and telling you you're beautiful. I retort by at times being spicy. So always walk around in life kind and polite and empathetic and sweet and gentle as the default value. But when mugged, respond in kind. Have a good weekend, everybody. Cheers.